I'm going to record it. Shalom Aleichem Chavra. This is our first Chavra with the MTA Tzadikim. I think it's very apropos. Very, very apropos that we're getting together now and at the beginning of Cheshvan. You know, everyone is always very excited about Elul, you know, or they talk about all the Rosh Yeshivas in Europe. When you just said the word Elul Bensiyon, I'm so nervous. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, or something. It's a jam-packed month. But Cheshvan, it seems on the surface there's nothing going on in Cheshvan. Right? It's called Mar Cheshvan. Why is it called Mar?
That's his name.
And also because there's nothing really going on. But I'm here to tell you, the Cheshvan, there's a lot going on in Cheshvan. Which is a little more quiet, but there's a lot going on. First and foremost, it happens to be the Pizas Nerebi, the Eish Kodesh is Yortzeit tonight. Eish Kodesh was a tremendous tzaddik who lived in Europe. He was killed in the Holocaust. He wrote a sefer called Eish Kodesh. His name was Rabbi Clodimus Kalamish Shapiro. Chavasatamidim, exactly. He wrote a very famous work, Chavasatamidim. He wrote a sefer every week in the Holocaust. Not every week, most weeks in the Holocaust, on the Parsha, and tried to connect it to something going on. And unfortunately he was killed, but he hid the sefer, and they found it after the war. I have it. It's an unbelievable sefer. So his yahrzeit is tonight. He brings down an amazing idea, which I think is very apropos for what we're trying to do here in this night seder program. You know, when it comes down to it, all of us always want to grow. You know, we always want to grow. You got the fact that you guys are here after a long day, 8 to 6, you guys chose mamash to continue to be able to learn Torah and to continue your day. It's an amazing, amazing thing. I'm not just saying that. As I told you guys this before, mamash floored. Mamash unbelievable. You guys ever heard of Moshe Weinberger? He's the new mashkiach. He's the mashpia in YU. He happens to be my rebbe as well. He says an amazing thing when it comes down to cheshvan. You know, Elul happens, and Tishrei happens, and everything's going on. It's very easy to be inspired by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know, and everyone has tremendous aspirations for the entire year, especially during Yom Kippur. What happens in the Cheshvan, it's a very human characteristic. It all fades away. The people who hold on to the things that they were dominating for, the people that are holding on to the things that they were striving for, those are the emistic of people. Those are the real people. So he quoted the once the Alexander Rebbe. Rabbi from Alexander, one of the Hasidic rabbis. He gave a mushal of what Cheshvan is all about. He said that there's a guy who goes into a store every day, and he tells him, let's say the mushal, I'm coming now to get tonight I'm going to buy the iPhone 6. That's a big deal. I don't know if it still is, because I'm probably up to the iPhone 7 by now. Right? I'm coming tonight to get the iPhone 6. And what happens to that night? Guy doesn't come. Next morning, he says, I'm going to come, I promise you, my wife, my daughter, the cat, ate the homework. I'm going to be there. I promise I'm going to be there. He finally comes back. Then it's not. The guy doesn't show up. Around the third time, the guy at the Apple Store is going to tell him, you know, this guy's not for real. He has a lot of he's doing a lot of talk, but he's saying one thing with his mouth and one thing with his heart. But when it comes down to it, Hashem looks at the Cheshvan, Dafka Cheshvan, to see if the things that we were davening for, the things that we were striving to do, the things that we were thinking about during the Ila, to see if we were emistic. And what does it say about that Rashi Tevo? So you know what Rashi Tevo is? It stands for the first letter of Emes, to be a truthful person. Emes stands for Elul, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month. The Daf can show you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not just like that guy who's coming in to get that iPhone 6, but the guy doesn't show up. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyad, Dishmaya, and Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, and Sukkot, but in Cheshvan we're showing up. Cheshvan we're showing up. But you guys coming tonight, Seder, By you guys striving to be to continue mamash to try to advance yourself in your own Torah learning, that's the number one way to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're yearning for more ruchness, that we're yearning for more. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha that on the night of the Pizas Nerebi, we didn't say an idea from him, but maybe we'll share an idea tomorrow night. We should be zocha for his neshama to have a tremendous aliyah for us, and we should be zocha Mer Hashem to take Cheshvan and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to be emistic of Jews, but by showing up tonight, Seder, like you guys have, and you guys hope Be'ez Hashem will continue to do, you'll see that when you go to sleep at night, it's not going to be like the same day that you just came to school. You're going to feel like, wow, today was a different day. Today, not only did I learn in school, but I showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm traveling from afar, and I'm learning to grow, and I want to grow. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, the Gemara says, someone who comes to be purified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them. So Mercy Shem Mishbizoche, that we should all come to the Tahara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us.
Amen.